Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
At least 30 times in a game. I think that they can do that this weekend. And I think that they can win a game of keep away. There is a lot of reasons to like and pick the Seattle Seahawks in this game. There are. There totally are. I'm not trying to make a homer pick. I think they can win this game. And I think that they do win this game. Because they're going to run the ball and they're going to hit some deeper play action shots again. There's going to be a balance of keep away football. And I do think that Kittle's going to make a big play this weekend. Big play. I think that we are going to see the shot downfield that we really haven't seen in any game. What, Jimmy's longest pass of the year was 20 yards in the air to Ayuk. He hasn't been 30 yards anywhere downfield all season long. I just think that the right opportunity is going to present itself against the only team in football that could go into a game against the Niners, like Curtis Crabtree just said, with a worse injury situation than the Niners got. I think that that's finally even. And I think Kyle is going to find a way.
He's going to have, I mean, yeah, I hope you're right. It makes the division more interesting, but he's going to have to find a way to score a lot of points. And I don't know that he can do that against this team without passing the ball. So, yeah, they're going to try to run it. But whether they win, I think, comes down to whether you're right about those play-action shots. If they're able to hit a few big-time play-action deep shots, you're probably right. I'm just not sure I believe they can do that with the lack of healthy bodies in the passing game.
Might I interest you in Jordan Reed?
Yes, very interested.
Jordan Reed's where are back we at this on that? Week. I think he's back this week. He certainly.
Do we have
is,
the practice report yet?
Do we have who is
yes,
definitely?
We've had
out?
It for a while.
Yeah. So
all right, ready?
Jordan Reed is not on. He was not on the team's injury report in the week.
Oh, then I don't think he's back because I don't think he.
They haven't designated if those guys are coming off IR yet. So we don't know if K-1 is coming back. We don't know if Tevin Coleman is. It's not expected that they are. And we don't know if Jordan Reed is yet either. So those three could come back. Don't know yet.
What they'd have to be activated.
Right now, the status report was that Alexander was doubtful. James was doubtful. Tart was doubtful. Samuel and Wilson we already know about. Questionable was Street and Ward.
Okay, so those guys aren't on the practice report because they're on IR still, technically.
Yeah.
So the question is whether
full
they
will
participation,
yeah. The only thing they said was that Verrett didn't practice yesterday or today, but it's not injury-related, so it's probably just maintenance days.
I mean, I cut and paste this from a 49ers press release earlier this week. The practice window for running back Tevin Coleman, tight end Jordan Reed, and cornerback K'Wan Williams are opened as all three come off IR. So that's why I'm operating under the guise of maybe they go. Maybe Jordan Reed does get back out on the field this week. I don't know. I mean, I don't see him on any practice report because if you're coming off IR, you're not hurt anymore.
Lucas, are they on IR or not? You just said they're on IR.
The last report I saw is it's to be determined if they have been activated off of IR yet.
Because their practice window can open without them being brought off IR. But if the Niners released a press release saying they came off of IR, then that seems like, I don't know. I don't know what to think.
I know, but I do know that I like my premise of them going up and winning if Jordan Reed can make a play or two along
the way.
That
helps a lot.
I'd like to see that happen.
You're looking for pass receiving options, and we saw Jordan Reed be exactly that when he was healthy. So certainly that would be a big help. And that feels like a guy you could even line up in the slot or even out wide if you wanted to, rather than put Dante Pettis on the field.
So, by the way, Tuesday is a very big day. Obviously, it's election day, but it's also trade deadline day for the NFL. Tuesday. The trade deadline scheduled for Tuesday. I read a pretty interesting article by Mayoko today on NBCSports.com about just do not hold your breath for the Niners to swing an Emmanuel Sanders-like deal this season. And it's because of what they're going to be asked to do at the end of this season, which is maybe turn around and plunk down a ton of money for their left tackle, a ton of money for Fred Warner, who's absolutely coming up soon, and the money that they've got to spend on the players that they've developed and are going to want to sign to that second contract. Again, Fred Warner's making about $1 million this year. His next contract, he's making $14, $15 million per year. So that's why they're not going to be swinging or dedicating any more money to anyone else right now. And it's probably it's the way it's got to go. This is the price of good draft picks.
Lucas says he has an update.
Okay, so he was able to practice, and he got, quote, a heavy workload in practice on Thursday. The team is hopeful he'll be available to return on Sunday, but he has not been officially returned to the roster. So he has not been activated from IR yet.
All right. Well,
okay, so that's Jordan Reed specifically.
Tevin Coleman. Heavy workload. Not active.
But we do not have a Jordan Reed or a K'Wan Williams update at the moment. At present.
I'll get back to you.
This feels like disinformation on purpose. I'm calling. All three guys are playing on Sunday.
No, I'm going to say this now. They're all ready to go, but they can't play.
Look, a heavy workload, that is good for Tevin Coleman because it means you have at least some other options besides Jamichael Hasty and Jerick McKinnon. You can at least put three running backs on the roster. So that's good news. And I would imagine if you're getting a heavy workload in practice, you're going to play. So if we can assume the story is similar for Williams and Reed, then maybe you do get all three, and that would make a big difference. There's no doubt about it.
Yes, it would be better if they all played, but since nobody knows who's playing, that makes the pregame maddeningly important. Because now we'll have to pay attention to who's inactive and who isn't. And that means sitting on Twitter an hour before game time, and God, there's nothing worse.
I have an update on Jordan Reed. Are you ready?
Good Lord, Lucas.
He
this better be good.
Opened the practice window, so he practiced a little bit this week, according to Shanahan. This is Shanahan's quote. I think K'Wan and Tevin have more of a chance than Jordan to play. Today was just a walkthrough. I didn't have a chance to talk to the trainers. I'll talk to them more today. So we don't know officially. They could come back. It sounds like Jordan Reed is the least likely of the three to be activated by Sunday.
No, of course, because he's the most likely to make a difference if he were out there. So that's just
right.
The way the whole damn year is gone. But I'll tell you, I really mean this. I was doing interviews up in Seattle earlier today for other shows and stations and whatnot, and there is something about getting used to being hurt every week that I think the 49ers have got going for them. There's no more surprises. Yeah, there's no more like, oh, our Dobber's down because this guy got hurt. It wouldn't be normal if you couldn't play a handful of players every week. And I just think that this is, you know, we're all getting used to new normals. I think this is now the new normal for the Niners. So,
yeah, I tend to agree that you get sort of inured to it.
Numb.
You start to expect. You're numb. And maybe that works in their favor. Yeah.
I'm guessing not, though, because I think injuries are bad. I realize that's a tough stand to make,
no,
and I'm
Ray,
willing to die on this hill. But I think the fact that if you keep getting guys hurt, it makes it worse. And that the 49ers are 4-3 with this injury list is remarkable. But there's a level of diminishing returns at some point, is there not?
whether you're a nerd to it or better, not. No one's saying you're better for being hurt. The question is whether you're better equipped to handle being hurt than a team like Seattle, who has not maybe been dealing with it at the same level that the Niners have.
If you're hurt more, it seems like you're hurt more.
These are good questions, but not as good as the fourth and final question that Ray Ratto has come up with. Getting you ready for the 49ers. What do we got this hour? Hit the sloppy open.
It's the 4 for 49ers.
You checked all the boxes. You know I love you, David.
The 4 biggest questions for the 49ers going into this week's game.
Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
I don't know the facts.
Question 4.
Again, like last week, I was like, instead of just having to question 4 change, like maybe we could do one kind of individual each hour, kind of a new thing. Okay, you know, just there's more than one good Led Zeppelin song, just throwing that out there. Anyways.
And that one's not it.
It's okay. It's okay.
Calm down. It's a fine song.
It's a good song. What do you got, Ray? Fourth question.
Of the two quarterbacks, who needs to throw the ball more for his team to have the best chance to win?
It's got to be Russell Wilson, does it not?
Yeah, it has to be. I think Jimmy Garoppolo has to throw the ball more than Jimmy Garoppolo has to win. But the Niners, even with Jamichael Hasty, Tevin Coleman, and Jerick McKinnon, I expect them to run the ball a fair amount and be okay at it. Seattle might be coming at you with DJ Dallas and somebody they find tomorrow on the street.
DJ Dallas sounds like a guy who's got the late night at Circus Circus on Vegas. I mean, like, DJ Dallas, come on.
I mean, I think Circus Circus is the finest establishment that someone named DJ Dallas could have at midnight on the strip.
Totally.
Yeah, I'm sort of torn on this because logically it should be Wilson, but the one time he's thrown the ball an inordinate amount of times is the time they lost. And he's almost better at throwing in the low to mid 30s, as seemingly incongruous as that is. The two times that they really struggled was the time he threw 40 times against Dallas and 50 times against Arizona. And even with their injuries, and even with the fact that, he's still, a guy who doesn't throw a ton of interceptions, his sack rate is pretty disturbing. And so the more times he lines up to pass, I almost think the worse he is. And I don't know why the numbers, tell me this, but they do.
But Ray, Jimmy Garoppolo has only broken 30 twice. And Wilson has been over 30 every time other than once. Garoppolo's high passing attempts is 33. So I just don't, it would have to flip in a big way for him to throw the ball more than Wilson.
Yeah, I don't have a compelling argument that says you're wrong. I just think this is a weird game where we've all analyzed it the same way, so it can't possibly happen the way we've analyzed it. This is New England all over again, I'm telling you.
I don't know.
It's a good bet.
Things usually happen the way I analyze it. I told you they were going to beat New England, and they did.
Thought they'd beat New England.
I told you Indiana was
going to
beat
Penn State.
If you
say the words Indiana, I will fly to your home and set it on fire.
Go
say
Hoosiers.
Say it.
Go Hoosiers. Beat Penn State. Penn State seal reeling. Can't even get over the loss. Watch them lose to Ohio State. That's the ripple effect of the Hoosiers. The Hoosiers not only beat you in the game that they're playing, the after effect is you continue to lose. They suck the life force out of you. Historically, that's been pretty accurate. When I say suck the life force out, I mean their own fan base. And watch that happen when we lose to Rutgers this weekend.
That took a dark turn very quickly.
I find it interesting that you went to the verb suck so easily.
I'm telling you, I know who we are. I know what pain is. I know what despair is. It's the home address of Indiana football. So we will see. We will see. Remember, we are the welcome mat that major college football wipes its cleats off on the way to bigger and better things. So, go beat Rutgers. I dare you.
At least you're in the house, I guess.
Sure. Yeah, that's good. It's good. It's better to be a Big Ten team than anyone else. That's for sure. How about this, fellas? A good Brady and a bad beat. Been sitting on this week, and I haven't had a chance to really get to it. I want to get to it right here because, you know, one of the questions we asked is who made Bill Belichick look worse? Was it Kyle Shanahan or Tom Brady this past weekend? As much as we wanted the answer to be Kyle Shanahan, the correct answer is Tom Brady because the 43-year-old here, Jenna Lane with the story on ESPN.com, the 43-year-old signal caller who is not only thriving in Bruce Arians' no-risk-it, no-biscuit offense despite concerns that he lacked the arm strength, he's putting up numbers that are nearly identical and even slightly better than in 2007 when, at the age of 30, the Patriots had an undefeated regular season and Brady won his first MVP title. Arians said, quote, "We have no concern about calling any kind of play from the 5 yards to 60 yards. Brady has thrown 18 touchdowns this season, the second most in the NFL behind Russell Wilson, tied for the third most in career through the first 7 games of the season. He is the NFC Offensive Player of the Month, which is, by the way, something that no Bucs player has ever won in the history of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, NFC Offensive Player of the Month. Since his week one loss at the Saints, he's compiled an 8-to-1 touchdown to interception ratio, the second best in the league behind only Patrick Mahomes. What's even more impressive about this is Brady is doing all of it without his full cast of characters either. Tight end O.J. Howard was lost for the season on a ruptured Achilles. Mike Evans had a bad ankle. He's been fighting hamstring injuries all year. Chris Godwin, he's missed 3 games with concussion protocols and his hamstring injury. Rob Gronkowski really hasn't done anything at all this year. Leonard Fournette, LeSean McCoy, the two backs who do more catching the ball out of the backfield than anyone else, they've been banged up and hurt and unavailable for an awfully long part of this season. Tom Brady is still the best quarterback in football. I hate to say it, but it's true. It sucks, but it's true. It makes you want to think that TB12 is a program we should all be picking up because it's unbelievable. You can't poke any holes in the year that Tom Brady's having. He is awesome. And moving on from him was a mistake, New England.
He's definitely not the best quarterback in football, but he is awesome. I mean, there's no question. He's more awesome than I thought he was. And there's no doubt that the New England supporting cast was bringing him down.
If we remove Patrick Mahomes from the equation, would you then call him the best quarterback in football?
I'd still take Russell Wilson and probably Aaron Rodgers. But top five is good for a 43-year-old.
I mean, definitely. Removing age from the equation.
Yeah, no, I think I still want Aaron Rodgers. I'm not sure there's ever been a time when I would have taken Brady over Rodgers, to be totally honest. I'm a Rodgers guy, and I just think Wilson is killing it right now. But again, that's not an insult to a 43-year-old Tom Brady. It's an incredible compliment. The guy is playing his butt off, and he is doing things particularly on the deep ball in the old, what is it, no risk it, no biscuit. I love that.
Isn't that good?
The deep ball is something that I and thousands upon thousands of others thought was a thing of Tom Brady's past. And he has thrown some absolute dimes this year, in the 40 yards in the air variety.
And the other advantage that he has now that he didn't have his last few years in New England is when he throws it, he has a big target who can go up and get it and bring it down, which he hasn't really had in the last few years as a Patriot.
That's true, although I will say quickly, Ray, a surprising number of those have been brought down by small Scotty Miller, a product of the Chicagoland area, I should say.
I think when he's the third guy and you're concentrating on the other two as much as teams have been doing, I suspect he's probably drawing the easiest,
guy to try to beat.
So, yeah, and I'm not trying to dog the Chicagoland's pride, you know, the man who replaced
Barrington
Michael
High.
Jordan. But, I mean, it's interesting that, you know, when you look at the numbers, Brady is probably seventh or eighth among quarterbacks, but he's more effective than almost everybody else on this list. I think he doesn't have as good a numbers as Drew Brees. He's having a better year. He doesn't have as good a numbers as Justin Herbert. He's you know, but he's clearly more effective. He doesn't have the same numbers that Deshaun Watson has. He's being more effective. I'd say right now, the only five quarterbacks who could say with any confidence that they're having better seasons are Wilson, Rodgers, Carr, Tannehill, and Mahomes. And
Carr.
Not necessarily in that order.
Carr and Tannehill.
Carr's had a very good year.
He has. Yeah. You know, and Tannehill has as well. But those are sort of the interlopers in that group.
If you're the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you brought in Tom Brady to play kind of like this and be the guy in the huddle that everybody looks at and goes, we can win. Look who that is.
Yeah.
He's still that guy, man. He really is. He is still a titan in this league. And it just shows you the great coach needs the great quarterback more than the great quarterback might need the great coach. I mean, now, I don't think we should just take the divorce and the marriage of Brady and Belichick and apply it to all coaching quarterback combinations that have ever lived, walked, or will. But it is one guy's doing just fine, and the other guy is facing a must-win for all credibility game against the Buffalo Bills this weekend.
You know what's interesting about that dynamic is clearly, and I think this is what we've seen so far, especially when there's not much else at the skill positions. No matter how great a coach you are, you need a great quarterback to be a great team, pretty much, period. But I do wonder, as a great quarterback, it's easier to just be good no matter what else is going on as far as coaching. But I wonder if that you might need that great coach even more to get from good to great. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a smaller jump that the coach adds to the quarterback, where, you know, you lose your starting quarterback, you're probably screwed, almost any team. No matter if your coach is good, if your coach is bad, that's trouble for 90% of football teams ever. But how many great quarterbacks have we had that might have gotten over the top had they had the great coach?
Man. Well, many, many more. I mean, what's the old saying? It's a lot. Even though the difference is two wins in both scenarios, it's a lot harder to go from 8 to 10 wins than it is from 6 to 8 wins. And it's just turning that corner, the consistency that it takes to win week out in this league where I swear to God, as bad as the New York Jets are, they're still so much better than whoever the worst person is wherever you work at what they do for a living. You know what I mean? As bad as they are still an NFL team that would, like we said yesterday, whoever the college champion is this year, they lose by 30 to the New York Jets. It's hard to win in this league. It's hard to win in this league. It's hard to win week in, week out, anywhere, anytime. That's why when we sit around, well, these games don't really count because that team's not very good. Really, we sound like morons because they're all very, 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 very good at what they do. Just what degree of success are you being able to enjoy this year for whatever circumstances your team is facing? It's nuts, man. It is so hard to be good in this league. That's what makes the 20 years of what the Patriots just did maybe the most
totally
remarkable
insane.
Sporting feat you'll ever really see in your life. I mean, it really is.
It's remarkable.
A 20-year run with 9 Super Bowl appearances. Come on, man. That's PlayStation stuff.
Well, and because of all the moving parts, right? I mean, you know, we talk all the time about LeBron's longevity, and it is wildly impressive, but he only has to... And yes, there's a lot of people involved in keeping LeBron, but like he could be personally responsible for himself, and it's just one guy that has to be personally responsible. To create a 20-year run of NFL success, like so many things have to go right, and there's so many different people have to be involved.
Very little needs to go right for us to end on a strong note today. Hold that thought, Ray, because we have to take a quick break. When we come on back, a bad beat, a Florida man story that I have come up with that we absolutely have to discuss today.
Oh, this one's brutal.
Spooky, spooky, spooky Kolsky's Corner and why your city sucks. That sounds like 3 or 4 things that we're going to cram into our final half an hour, and we're going to do that next here on 95.7 The Game. I hope you're ready to do it with us. We are brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Open to Chilton Auto Body is open to serve the Bay Area with contact-free auto body repair options, along with free pickup and delivery. Chilton Auto Body now offering virtual estimates and curbside contact-free service from the comfort of your own vehicle. You can book an appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. The rousing conclusion of a great week here on 95.7 The Game is next. Stay tuned. Damon Ratto and Kolsky, 95.7 The Game.
It's deck building month. It's work and play month. It's the month to get things done with the Silverado 1500, the strongest, most advanced Silverado ever. And the Silverado HD, the strongest, most capable Silverado HD ever. It's Explore New Ground month with the Colorado ZR2, named the best off-roader by Popular Mechanics. And Room for Everyone month in the versatile and advanced Tahoe and Suburban, America's best-selling family of full-size SUVs. So whether you need a pickup truck or full-size SUV, Chevy has the right truck for you. Combine cash allowance with option package discounts to get a total value of $5,500 on a 2020 Silverado 1500 True Cab LT All-Star Z71. See your Bay Area Chevy dealer today. Not available with special financing, lease, and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 11-2-2020.
Hey, Prime members, two words, pizza party. Right now at Whole Foods Market, all frozen pizzas 50% off, from veggie loaded to classic cheese. Stock up and save through November 3rd while supplies last. And find more deals on the Whole Foods Market app.
Save up to $1,400 with the purchase of a qualifying Miele appliance package. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill or at friedmansappliance.com.
It's time to unplug and reconnect. To trade screen time for serene time. To find fresh air and fresh perspectives. And to welcome new wonders at every turn. The California Academy of Sciences is now open. Every visit supports our mission to explore, explain, and sustain life. Make your reservation at calacademy.org.
Are you a 50-year-old male with pre-existing conditions? Conditions where you may be a bit porky and have type 2 diabetes? If so, $1 million of term insurance should only cost about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-345-2789. If you lean left or right, wear a mask or don't, Big Lou will find an affordable term life policy for you. Big Lou's been very, very busy lately finding affordable term life insurance for people with pre-existing conditions. He's great on the phone with a bedside manner second to none. Get a term life quote now by calling 800-345-2789. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford with no broken promises. So call Big Lou. He's a lot like you, and he's hoping for a vaccine too. For affordable term life, call Big Lou at 800-345-2789. 800-345-2789 or biglou.com.
Cleanings, checkups, and cavities? Have Dr. Chang's dental practice at capacity.
Patient in room 1 is getting a root canal. The x-rays in room 2 are going to have to wait. We're down to one hygienist.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
If your car won't start, it might be a battery issue. Visit AutoZone for free battery testing, free battery charging, and a huge selection of car batteries starting at $79.99. It's just part of what makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky continues on 95.7 The Game.
The spookiest Kolsky's Corner ever offered on a Friday afternoon is coming up in just a little bit. But right now, you want to talk about the value of a sack? Yes, Matt, I see. Matt, are you signaling me, Matt? No, Matt's not signaling me.
No.
Signaling someone else. Okay. I thought, look at it this way. Matt either needs to talk to the studio or he just sent the runner. I'm not sure. So, how about this, though? We talk about the value of sacks and how important they are, and it just feels like the play ends right there, dies right there. A stat correction that changed a sack to a tackle for a loss in that Bears-Rams game on Monday night cost a fantasy football player $997,000. Fellas, I don't know if there's a worse beat than this in gambling this year. Rob Hunts thought that he had won $1 million first prize when it was revealed that the Bears and Rams defenses that he had on his team gave him a combined score of 92.79 points, the most out of 176,000 entrants into this fantasy weekly contest. His computer screen showed that he won the $1 million first prize. So he, of course, starts calling a few friends, his parents. He's talking about, oh, my God, look at this. I've won $1 million. And apparently this guy is a big-time fantasy player. He takes his dog for a walk just to kind of, you know, take in the night air. Why not? You're a new millionaire, right? Well, wrong, because a sack that had been credited was removed and turned into a tackle for a loss after Akeem Hicks, who brought down Jared Goff, it was deemed that it was a running play.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.